The sale of the Mission Health System means more than $1 billion in proceeds would be awarded to groups in Western North Carolina through grants. The first grant applications are now being accepted by one legacy foundation of its hospitals. BPR attended a grant workshop in Cashers. After the sale of Mission, the foundations at all six of its hospitals needed to shift priorities from supporting the hospitals to supporting the communities around them, since now all of those hospitals are owned by for-profit HCA Health. Highlands Cashers Health Foundation will now focus on social determinants of health in six counties: Macon, Jackson, Swain, Graham, Cherokee, and Clay. Robin Tindall is its executive director.
We have learned that great health or healthy communities means a whole lot more than the absence of illness.
Think of social determinants of health as the building blocks recommended for a healthy life that aren't just health care. If a person is struggling to pay their electric bill, it impacts their health. You need electricity for fresh food, to get ready for work, and so much more. Tindall explains the grant workshops are held to help organizations learn what to include in their proposals. Highlands Cashers wants to hear from organizations that target four focus areas, including healthcare and education.
And we're very excited to look at the social determinants of health and how we can impact our communities and the root causes of what barriers are to becoming healthy.
Over 30 people from Swain, Jackson, and Macon counties attended the first workshop. Regina Ash is the STEM and after-school programs director in Swain County. She says the school system plans to apply for a grant, but they are still narrowing down their ideas. Swain County is ranked 93rd out of 100 counties in the state for health. Ash knows that education is a social determinant of health.
Swain County has a lot of needs, and education funding keeps winnowing every year, and so this seemed like a great opportunity to try and address a lot of our students' and families' issues, health and education-wise.
Because Mission was a nonprofit system, its sale produced over $1 billion in proceeds that will be awarded through Dogwood Health Trust. It's already promised $5 million to each of the six hospital legacy foundations, plus $10 million more each in the next 2 years. That's where Sarah Copley comes in. She works for Dogwood. Her role is to help the legacy foundations write grant applications and educate the community about social determinants of health.
And so what they're hoping to do over time is be more preventive. So if we can impact 70% of our health in one of the social determinant areas, education, health care, community vitality, neighborhood and the built environment, economic stability, if we can impact those areas, how is it going to improve the health downstream for people?
Copley says most of the employees at the trust don't have official titles yet because they're just getting started. Dogwood launched in February.
The Dogwood Health Trust is a private non-operating foundation. They won't operate their own programs. So they're depending on the legacy foundations to achieve that work in their local place-based philanthropy with local groups that will accomplish the work.
The Highlands Cashers Foundation application is on their website. It's due on June 15th. The foundation says they hope to accept a second round of grant applications later this year. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.